Dear brothers and sisters, all those who are attending this service through GCN and the internet around the world, God planned human cultivation with endless love. He loved mankind that were destined to die, sent His only begotten Son, and through His crucifixion led us to salvation. However, many people do not know the love and turn their back on God. As the world becomes stained with sin and evil, as for me, I did not know the love either before I met Senior Pastor and listened to the Holiness Gospel. I was living in fear every day. I think I gave this testimony before when I was an elementary school student. I saw a calendar. I thought that I really want to be the person in the calendar, in the image of the calendar, because I was afraid of going to hell. So I thought that if I were a person in the image of the calendar, I would not go to hell. So I thought about this. I was living in this fear. I have listened to so many people's testimonies. Many people thought about what life should be like, or you really want to look for, find true deity. And you, because you had good conscience, you wanted to live holy and follow the duty of man. That is why you were looking for the true truth. But after I met Senior Pastor and through his message, I came to know the true faith. And however, it is the narrow way. But I experienced the power of God. I came to be sure about this way. After this, I was filled with joy. I think it is your testimony as well. Have you experienced this? Have you received such grace? After I received the grace through the Holiness Gospel, I came to have a faith and I came to have true joy. Let's remember the time. Let's remember the grace. A deacon talked about a praise leading team. Praise team. The team members do not belong to a church. They just travel around the world and they lead just praise. So the deacon went to visit the praise, worship and praise meeting. But he did not receive much grace. And the pastor delivered the message for 30 minutes and 40 minutes. It could be long for the praise and worship meeting. The person talked about the message. And the pastor talked about interesting stories and politics and some funny stories. Of course, it is not about all pastors, but the Holiness Gospel is really important and it is really hard to find this kind of Holiness Gospel. This church delivers the Holiness Gospel and the Word of God. senior pastor has told us to keep things and obey the word of God and throw away things that the word of God tells us not to do. This is the essence of the word of God. We have changed through this message. So now we have assurance in salvation and peace in our hearts. This is the gift of God. And we even look forward to living in New Jerusalem. This is really great grace from God. We need to keep this heart, keep this hope for New Jerusalem. I want you to remind yourself of the hope of New Jerusalem. Never forget about New Jerusalem. Some people regret about what they did. Why do you regret? You have lived by the holiness gospel. And you have received grace. You have received a lot of blessings. You don't have to regret about anything. The justice of God is like a mathematical formula. When you follow the word of God, you could be healthy, you could enjoy many blessings. And we have solved many problems through the prayer. And one member from Chinese parish said to me, he lost his wallet on bus. There are credit cards and identification cards in the wallet. He needed the ID card for his work. It takes a lot of time to make the ID card again. He needed to go to China again, and it takes a lot of time. And he came back to me. He said, "The wallet has come back." Guro police station called him. He lost the wallet in Gangnam. But when he went to the police station, the wallet was there without losing anything. Is it a small thing? You know, the wallet has come back after 1 month. It is not a small thing. We have received a lot of blessings through God. Revelation chapter 21 verse 2 says, "And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, adorned for her husband." We are brides, and Jesus is a bridegroom. In this passage, think about the traditional wedding of Korea. A big party was thrown for the wedding. It is a big party. Wedding ceremony is a big party. So when I was young, many people said that it's a great, huge, huge deal. Brides prepare themselves. In the traditional Korea, brides prepare the women. Women and girls prepare themselves as brides. they learn knowledge. They, even their families, prepare the things that brides will take to their homes. The mother prepared everything, and so that the bride, the woman, can get married well and live well with her husband. All the devotion is put in the process. Of course, it is really different from today's wedding, but God likens this New Jerusalem to this wedding ceremony. It means that God has prepared the New Jerusalem really with all his devotion and his heart. That is why God said this New Jerusalem is made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. So, we need to bear the fruit of resurrection. And we need to die daily and bear the fruit of the resurrection all the time. Dear brothers and sisters, there are some people who long for the glory of resurrection without doing anything. For the glory of resurrection to happen, you need to undergo the process of death. While preparing for this message, I was reminded of a song's lyric. The lyrics are lilies in thorn bushes, lilies that are in thorn bushes. You know, lilies are really fragrant. They have a strong fragrance. But lilies bloom in thorn bushes, and even wind blows in the lyrics. Then how are lilies? I did not know the meaning of this song, but after I reflected upon the song, I thought that this is like us. Lilies may be painful because of the thorn bushes, but through the pain, the lilies emit more beautiful fragrance. Likewise, you and I have been undergoing many difficulties. However, we have a true faith. We have perfect faith. We can emanate more beautiful fragrance of the Lord. Today, I will deliver the message continuing from the second session of Fruits of Glory. If we cultivate the spiritual heart represented by each jewel in our hearts, then we will also gain the jewel in heaven. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will get all these 12 jewels and enter into New Jerusalem. The fifth foundation stone of the city wall of New Jerusalem is sardonyx. Sardonyx is the onyx with the sard, which is shades of red. The spiritual heart of sardonyx symbolizes the character of hardworking faithfulness. If we just do what we are supposed to do, we cannot say we are faithful. For example, suppose you are an employee, then if you just do your work well, can we say you are faithful? You just did what you were supposed to do, so we cannot say you are hardworking and faithful. You should accomplish not just the work entrusted to you, but also try to do things that were not originally given to you with all your heart and mind. Only then can one say that you are faithful. It's the same at home. If the father of family is just working hard to make a living for the family, can we say he is faithful to the family? It's the same with being the mother, a wife, or the children. If you just do your duty as the mother, wife, or a child, we cannot say you are faithful. The kind of hard-working faithfulness recognized by God is to do your duty with all your heart, mind, soul, and life. To have this kind of spiritual faithfulness, we should first have a righteous heart. We should desire for the kingdom of God to be enlarged, for the church to have a revival and growth, for the workplace to be prosperous, and for our families to be happy. If we do not just seek our own, but desire for others and the community to be prosperous, this is to have a righteous heart. To be faithful, along with having this righteous heart, we should have a sacrificial heart. If we just think the most important thing is my prosperity, not whether or not the church is growing up, we will probably not sacrifice for the church. We cannot find faithfulness from this kind of person. Also, God cannot say this kind of heart is the heart that is righteous. However, if we think, I should not keep this good news to myself, I have to deliver it to many others, I should try to bring about revival and growth to the church, then this is having a righteous heart. When you deliver the message to other people, God will work. It's not you that work. I heard a testimony. A wife of a pastor in other churches, she visits this church sometimes. Sometimes she attends the Mommy Prayer Center's prayer meeting. And I let her read the message. I gave the book, the message of the cross, to her. And she was really surprised by the message. And she was really impressed by the word of life. The person of goodness, the person who seeks the message of life, will be really surprised by this message, the message of the cross. So we need to deliver this message to many people. Even if we don't have a special duty, we will preach the gospel diligently. Even if nobody asks us to do it, we will take care of other souls. We will also sacrifice our leisure time to take care of the souls. We will also spend our own money for the benefit of other souls and give them all our love and faithfulness. We can have this kind of faithfulness when sacrifice is added upon righteous heart. And for this faithfulness to become faithfulness in all God's house, we should also have goodness of heart. I heard from some people that they regret working faithfully for the kingdom of God. But they must not do so. They must not regret about anything. They just need to look back upon themselves. Do they really see God when they work faithfully? We need to check ourselves. Senior pastor, He has never regretted giving relief and giving helping hands to people, even though the people sometimes betrayed him. And he just thought and he just believed that God would bless him because of his heart for God and the people in need. So if you just see and look for the love of God and work with the love of God, you don't have to regret about anything. Those who are good in heart will not incline towards just one side or the other. If we have neglected a certain point, we will not be comfortable about it if we have goodness in heart. For example, suppose you have three or four different positions in the church, then each duty will have a different priority. Mostly, if you are the leader of a certain group, you will consider it to be the most important. You will give priority to that group over other groups or meetings where you are just a member. If you have goodness in heart, you will be faithful in all the duties that you have. You would not neglect the other group by thinking, since I am the leader of this group, the members of the other group will understand why I cannot attend that meeting. You shouldn't take it for granted that you don't have to attend the other meeting. If you have goodness in heart, the important thing is not whether or not the people in the other group understand you and your reasons. You should feel it within yourself that you should not neglect the other group. So, even if you cannot be present in the meeting, you do something and care for the other group too. The magnitude of this kind of attitude will be different according to the magnitude of goodness you have. If you have little goodness, you will not even really care very much about the other group. Maybe you will have some concern, but you will tend to just forget about it. I heard about a murder incident that happened in Korea. Someone killed another person, and it was really shocking. The person did not regret. If he met the person again, he would kill him again, he said. Even though we do not commit murder, you know, the Bible says that hating someone is a murder. We need to check ourselves. If we hurt others' feelings with words, we need to check ourselves based on goodness that we have learned from Senior Pastor. When the church opened, Senior Pastor came to church sometimes every day and came to the pastor's meeting and pastor's office. And he pointed me out when sometimes I missed early morning prayer meeting. Senior pastor pointed me out that sometimes I missed the early morning prayer meeting. He told me not to do so. He really put a lot of emphasis on prayer. So at the time, I was really afraid when I did not pray. I was really sorry and I was embarrassed. Senior pastor always emphasizes the prayer. And elders and pastors, you need to pray. You need to pray more at this time. When you pray, thoughts change. When you pray, your emotions are changed. Even if you hate someone, when you pray, your hatred is gone. When you pray, the Holy Spirit moves your heart, and your heart changes. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is the will of God. When you do something, you need to pray. Senior pastor has talked about this, and he talked about how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you want to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you need to pray fervently. You have to pray fervently, and after that, you need to keep quiet and try hard to listen to His voice. And I hope you will pray more and be guided by the Holy Spirit and feel the providence of God all the more. I hope you will pray fervently. Of course, when you pray, you can receive the Holy Spirit's guidance more easily. Let's get back to the point. You know what kind of acts are acts of goodness, and if you are not accomplishing that goodness, it is difficult for you to bear it. You will have peace only when you do show good deeds in acts of goodness. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 13 says, "Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause my brother to stumble. It is really great love." Do you like meat? Think about meat. Some people say my body wants meat, and they want meat. I don't know about that. We sometimes want to eat something. Think about that. Suppose you really like meat, but you have to stop eating meat. You stop eating meat for other people. Think about the situation. I really like ice cream, but if I have had to stop eating ice cream in my entire life for other people, well, it would be really hard. But Apostle Paul said this. He said he would never eat meat again so that he would not cause his brother to stumble. Think about coffee. You like coffee? Can you do this? Can you stop drinking coffee for other people? But Apostle Paul did so. Apostle Paul had this kind of great love of sacrifice. He did not have this kind of heart before. He was really self-righteous man. He had no flaw based on the law of God. And he did not like to lose. And he always insisted on himself. However, after he met the Lord, he came to be a person who was spiritually faithful. Evil people are peaceful when they do evil, and good people are peaceful when they do goodness. Evil people sometimes say that I should have said something like this to that people when after he or she fighted with other people or argued with other people. But good people always think that I should have done some goodness to that person. This is goodness. So I think about Joseph. Joseph and Mary. Virgin Mary, when she conceived Jesus, Joseph just secretly send her away. Joseph did not. If he had scolded her and if he had let her die, stoned to death, he might have regretted about that in his entire life, because he was a good man. Those who are good in heart will have some discomfort in heart if they don't do what they are supposed to do in any given circumstances, whether in workplace or home. They don't even give excuses that the situation didn't allow it. For example, suppose there is a female member who has many titles in the church. She spends a lot of time in the church. Relatively speaking, then, she spends less time with her husband and children than she did previously. If she were really good in heart and faithful in all God's house, how would she act? Though the amount of time she has to spend with her family members decreases because of her work, the love for her family members as the mother and wife should not decrease. She should not just neglect her husband, saying, "You know how busy I am with the church works, right? Please understand my situation even if you don't like it." As the amount of time has decreased, she will have to give her husband and children more love and more care for them. She will try to do her best in all aspects and in all kinds of works. When in 1990s, some members neglected the work of family, so they did not care about their children. Some members, they did not care about their education, children's education. In 1980s and 1990s, there were some members like that. They were full of enthusiasm, but we did not cultivate enough righteous heart, righteousness, and goodness. But God knows all your heart, and God will pay you back with good rewards. God said about Moses in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, "Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household." He was really faithful in all God's household. The duty that Moses received from God was to guide the Israelites who were under slavery in Egypt to the land of Canaan. Because he had once killed an Egyptian and he was a fugitive, he didn't know what would happen to him if he returned to Egypt. Also, he had only been tending the flock for 40 years in the wilderness, and he didn't have the confidence to take on such a great duty. It was very difficult for Moses to take this duty, but he obeyed the command of God and fulfilled his duty so faithfully. Just counting the male adults, there were 600,000. But if you were to include children, elderly people, and women, the number was well over 2 million. These many people were just like little children. They constantly complained to Moses and sometimes even rebelled against him. Nevertheless, Moses guided them until the end with faith and love. Once the people committed a great sin, and because he had great love for God and the souls, he could do so. And senior pastor is the same. Because he had great love for us and God, he has sacrificed himself. Once, the people, the Israelites, committed a great sin, and God said He would punish all of them and form another nation through the descendants of Moses. How did Moses react? Did he think, I've tried my best, but this is the outcome, I can't help it? No. He repented before God. Your brothers and sisters, you have worked faithfully. Because you have received a lot of grace and you have a hope for New Jerusalem, you have worked faithfully for 20 years or 30 years, and you have worked really faithfully. Some of you may say, I have tried really hard, but I'm not recognized by people. I'm not recognized by other people around me. And do you want to stop it? But Moses did not do so. He repented before God and asked for forgiveness as he himself had committed sin. And to save the people, he offered a prayer, giving up his life. Pastors and leaders, please do not give things up. Father God of love has given us a lot of blessings. Even though we are undergoing this trial of this time of trials, God will give us great blessing and glory. I hope that you will hope for this glory. Exodus chapter 32, verses 31 and 32 says, Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, Alas, this people has committed a great sin, and they have made a god of gold for themselves. But now, if you will, forgive their sin, and if not, please blot me out from your book, which you have written. But God expresses this faithfulness as sardonyx. The sixth foundation stone is the Sardis, or otherwise called carnelian. Sardis is the jewel that has dark red color like ruby. Senior pastor said in 1982, when he was praying for the opening of a church, he saw Sardis of heaven in vision. The Sardis he saw at the time was a little smaller than his fist in a small shape. Color was very red like blood, but very transparent. It gave out brilliant light and it was just so beautiful. As the Lord was putting the Sardis in his hand, he said, You will understand what this means when the time comes. He meant the time would come when Senior Pastor would realize why he gave him, Senior Pastor Sardis. And when he was receiving the explanations on the Book of Revelation, he came to understand the spiritual meaning of Sardis. In the Bible, the Sardis means passion. And spiritual meaning is passion. In the Bible, who was it that had this kind of passionate heart like Sardis in devoting himself to the kingdom of God? It is the Apostle Paul, whom we've heard so much about. From the time he met the Lord until the moment of his death, his deeds of loving the Lord had never changed. As the Apostle for the Gentiles, he saved many souls and established many churches through the three missionary trips. Until he was martyred in Rome, he constantly testified to Jesus Christ. Seoul to Busan, 400 kilometers. The Apostle Paul's mission trip is like 27 visits, 27 round trips from Seoul to Busan. It is 400 kilometers. He walked. And I thought about Pastor John Kim in India. he walked and traveled to from house to house to deliver the message. But he said he is walking on flower roads. It's like a flower road, and it's like good road, he said. Actually, the roads are really mountainous, or there are many rocks, and there are many dangers. And I have visited a place, such a difficult place. I went there. I was really having a hard time. I looked at the driver so that he would not doze off during driving. I told other people to keep awake so that sometimes I shouted so that I could wake the driver up. The roads were really hard, and there were so many rocks and stones, so I had a backache. The driver did not want to take a rest because it is money. The time was money for him. So I was reminded of this. So when I heard about Pastor John Kim's confession, I was really moved. And I think it is really hard to travel around all the cities and towns to deliver the message. But we are on the highway. We are on the flower road. As the apostle of the Gentiles, Paul's way was very hard and perilous. He had many life-threatening situations, and there were persecutions from Jews continuously. He was beaten up and was jailed, and he was shipwrecked 3 times. He went without sleep. He was often hungry and thirsty, and he endured both cold and hot weather. During his missionary trips, there were always many situations that were difficult for a man to bear. Nevertheless, Paul never regretted his choice. We have received a lot of blessings. We have received the conviction of salvation. That is why we are here. Paul never regretted his choice. If you do everything with goodness, you don't have to regret about anything. He never had any momentary thoughts like, it's difficult and I want to rest if only for a little while. His heart was never swayed and he never feared anything. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 28 and 29 says, apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my increased concern? Though he was going through so many troubles, his primary concern was only for the church and the believers. We can see how passionate his desire was for the salvation of souls in Romans chapter 9, verse 3. For I wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Here, my brethren is not just his blood relatives. It referred to all the Israelites, including Jews who persecuted him. He said he could even choose to go to hell only if they could receive salvation. We can see how great his passionate love was for the souls and how great his fervor was for their salvation. This passionate love for the Lord, the fervor and endeavor for salvation of other souls, is presented by the red collar of Sardis. I really want to see Apostle Paul. He is the one that I really want to meet in New Jerusalem for the first time as the first person.
나올지 알지도 못하는 그런 상황에서 어쩌면 그 마음 중심에 감동의 찬양이
How could he be? How could he sing in even in jails? And how could he praise God while in jails and while beaten up? I really want to ask him about that. And I also really want to meet David, King David. When he was a boy, he tended the flock and he protected his sheep with his life. He even killed lions and even it's like a movie. He did not use any knives and he just killed without any tools. I don't know how he could kill the lions. Is it stones? I just want to ask about this. He was not a Samson. Samson killed lions with his hands, but David was a boy. I really wondered and I was curious about this and I felt his faithfulness and his love for the flock. And I was really moved and touched and I really want to ask about that. And I want to have a conversation. And how could he confess his sin without giving any excuses when he was pointed out, his sin was pointed out? With this humbleness, we need to change our hearts. We have been longing for the humbleness. We need to accept everyone's advice and let's change ourselves. What about Abraham? I really want to see Abraham. I'm longing for his heart. Father, I want to see Abraham. I want to talk to him. How could he obey the word of God without saying anything? What about Moses and Peter? Dear brothers and sisters, actually, the heavenly jewels are more beautiful and have more beautiful light than any jewels in this world. And the heavenly jewels have their own names. But if the names are written in the Bible, you will not be able to understand what they look like. So that is why Apostle John wrote the names that are the names in the word of the word, the jewels names of the world. So just refer to the color of the jewels and just understand the hearts of God that who talks about these jewels. Let me conclude this message. I heard minerals and rocks are the result of magma being cooled and many complex geological processes. Precious gemstones are created as the result and each gemstone undergoes different processes. One of the examples is diamond that many people love. It is created 120 kilometers deep under the rocks. Then it is moved to the surface of the earth through volcano eruption. It is a result of carbon being crystallized under tens of thousands of atm and 3,000 pressure and 3,000 degrees Celsius. And they become really precious gemstones. Dear brothers and sisters, you and I have been running to become precious gemstones of New Jerusalem. We also have undergone such difficult processes like gemstones. But the glory we will receive will never be comparable to the difficult we are undergoing. I heard an interview of a wrestling gold medalist. She said, "If there is anyone who sweated more than me, he or she can take my gold medal." She boldly said that the gold medal is the result of her sweat and efforts. The training is really hard. Some long marathoners once said that one of them said he was really suffering during the training. He was suffering and he was having a really hard time. So he really wanted to just die. So the wrestling gold medalist said it is the result. The gold medal is was the result of her efforts and tears and sweat. So this puts an emphasis on the fact that we need to patience to achieve God's will. Revelations chapter 14 verse 12 says, "Here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus." This emphasizes the fact that we need to patience to achieve God's will. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope you will remember Senior Pastor saying that you are the fruits of New Jerusalem and achieve victories in your life.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers: stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.